From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to 237. More than 300 are wounded. It's the deadliest attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group, which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent. But the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. In Washington, the U.S. State Department condemned the attack, quote, in the strongest terms. Among the wounded was VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Kadir Mohamed Abdullah. Abdullah sustained injuries to the neck, hand, and burns throughout the body, but he was in good spirits as he spoke about his condition. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff as the deadline for leaving passes. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area after midnight Saturday local time, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. Reporters in the area say there have been no clashes, but fighters on both sides are poised for conflict. This is VOA News. The young and charismatic leader of Austria's Conservative Party has declared victory in the country's general election.
The spotlight is on 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz, who's tipped to become one of the world's youngest leaders if he's voted in as Chancellor. Despite his fresh face, the Foreign Minister has used a traditional line when it comes to immigration. He frequently reminds voters that he opposed opening borders in 2015. Kurz wants to restrict benefits for refugees and other new arrivals. The migration crisis playing into the hands of the far-right Freedom Party, whose candidates came close to winning last year's presidential runoff. The election stoking more concern among liberals about the rise of populism in Europe.
Reuters correspondent Pascal Davies reporting. U.S.-backed militias said Sunday they've declared they've launched their final assault on Raqqa, the northern Syrian city that the Islamic State has claimed as the self-declared capital of its religious caliphate. The Kurdish-led Syrian Defense Forces said that about 275 Syrian Islamic State fighters and their families were allowed to leave the city held by the jihadists since a 2014 takeover, leaving no more than 200 to 300 militants to fight on. Fighting over Raqqa has raged since June 6th. It's a city where the Islamic State at times has celebrated its battlefield victories with parades. A runoff vote for the presidency of Liberia is to be held between a former footballer and the vice president. With over 95% of votes counted in the West African country, George Weah has taken 39% and Vice President Joseph Boakai 29%, neither of them anywhere near the 50% required to win the presidency outright. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California's famed wine country continue to intensify, taking lives and destroying buildings. This is Fire Captain Jimmy Bernal in Rancho, California.
It was wind-driven. Wind-driven is basically powerful winds just start pushing and intensifies the fire.
At least 39 people have died and hundreds remain unaccounted for. About 100,000 people have evacuated their homes, but some have stayed behind. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.